Welcome to the Alchemy, Astrology, and Astrohealth podcast. I'm Maya Ratla, medical astrologist, astroherbalist, and green witch. I was diagnosed with endometriosis at 19, and I was told I would never have children. I healed my body through the power of herbs, alternative health practitioners, energy healing, and more. At 28, I had the baby they said I would never have, without any interventions. I refused to believe that my body was not able to heal itself. Along this journey, I stumbled across medical astrology, and it resonated with me so much. I started down the path to learning this unique system that had been used for thousands of years in the medical community. I now help other women heal their bodies using their cosmic blueprint, the unique blueprint that every person has embedded in their DNA from the stars. This system helps me see what's going on in your body on a cosmic level and exactly how to help you give your body what it needs to heal itself. We are all uniquely and amazingly designed, and when we learn to work with our design, love ourselves for how we are designed to function, and integrate the cosmos into our lives, I truly believe that we can see true and lasting health brought into our lives. If you are ready to change your life, heal your body, and learn to deeply love who you are, this podcast is for you. Come join me as I discuss medical astrology, astronutrition, astroherbalism, health, wellness, spirituality, transformation, and so much more. I'm so excited you are joining me. God, y'all, let me tell you about this brand new offering that is coming out this week. I want to introduce you to the Astro Aligned Kitchen. Have you been really tired of starving yourself and cutting out entire food groups for like weeks or months at a time and trying to remember what is and is not allowed on whatever diet you're doing this week? Me too. I am so over the diet culture way of starving myself and not allowing myself to enjoy life because of whatever restrictive diet I'm on now. Right? So when I found medical astrology and astronutrition, that literally changed my life. I learned my cosmic blueprint and exactly how my body is designed to use nutrients, which one it needs more of, and the best foods for my body. Best of all, I really learned how to properly nourish and fuel my body for the activities that I love to do, i.e. heavy weightlifting in the gym. So I had no more feeling faint at the gym because I haven't eaten since 6 p.m. the day before and skipped pre-workout meal ahead of time because the diet says that working out on an empty stomach is better, right? No more feeling hungry all the time. No more guessing what was best or not for my body. And best of all, no more restrictive eating because fuck that. Your body is cosmically designed to function at its best when you align the nutrients that your metabolism needs to work optimally. And this is all determined by your Mars placement. So knowing where your Mars placement is in your natal chart helps you to understand what nutrients your body needs the most to function at its best. For example, my Mars placement is in Virgo, so I need a high protein intake as well as ensuring that I get plenty of fat-soluble vitamins daily. And then due to my Saturn in Scorpio, I also need to focus on more alkaline and fermented foods with plenty of fiber. So when I started following this, right, and nourishing my body with nutrient-dense whole foods, I started feeling better than I have in years. I was able to release 30 pounds in a year, and I did not starve myself or work out at the gym until I literally passed out or felt like I was going to, right? I enjoyed life again because no foods were off limits. This meant I could eat pizza, ice cream, birthday cake, donuts, all of the carbs. And let me tell you, I did not miss one, and I did not feel guilty while doing it. But what I really found was it was hard to nourish my body properly during this when my kitchen was still full of all of the foods that my body just didn't like as well as others. And so I started by cleaning it out and starting over fresh. And I've had so many clients over the last year ask me how I managed to keep on cooking nutrient-dense foods for 3 meals a day when they were struggling and it seemed so hard. So step number one is setting yourself up for success, right? And that is what Astro Aligned Kitchen is designed to do. In this one-of-a-kind program, you will learn how to determine your cosmic blueprint, what that means in terms of your metabolism, and how to best nourish your body based on your design. And then after all of that, we work through cleaning out your kitchen and setting it back up for success and nourishing your body with nutrient-dense whole foods from now until forever. So if you're hearing this and going, fuck yeah, how do I sign up? Scroll down to the show notes and click on the link. This will take you to the Astro Aligned Kitchen program. It is waiting for you, and I am super excited to have you join me in this one-of-a-kind program. Let's kick diet culture to the curb forever, and I will see you inside the kitchen. My fellow seekers of the extraordinary, have you dared to venture into the dark side? If not, you're missing out on an exclusive experience like no other.
introducing The Dark Side, a members-only subscription of the Alchemy, Astrology, and Astro Health podcast, where boundaries are pushed and nothing is off limits. Join your enigmatic host, Ire, as she takes you on a journey through taboo subjects, holistic health, the witchy and woo, social issues, spirituality, and so much more. So what awaits you on The Dark Side? Let me tell you, exclusive podcast episodes, captivating guest speakers, live events, immersive video episodes, and a dash of mystery. And of course, yeah, we have cookies. The best part? It's just $4.99 a month. You'll unlock 4 extra episodes every month, plus exclusive access to live events throughout the year. That's a little over $1 per mind-expanding episode, and you'll be front and center for live events with Ire and intriguing guests. But wait, there's more. Your subscription also includes VIP access to a members-only section in the Astro Connection community. Connect with like-minded individuals and dive even deeper into the cosmic conversation. Do not miss this steal of a deal. Join Ire on The Dark Side today. For only $4.99 a month, you can be part of an exclusive community that explores the extraordinary. Are you ready to embark on this cosmic journey? Click the link in the show notes today to join. The Dark Side awakes. Come join us.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to pop in before you start this newest episode of Soul-Led Conversations with Denicia and let you know that Denicia is hosting her Unslumber Party on March 30th, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and it will run for several hours. I will be present in that Unslumber Party talking all about medical astrology and how it can help connect you back to your authentic, perfect self and help you find who you really are at your core and use that information to then heal your body. Denicia has a bunch of other awesome speakers and so much more coming out for that same day of this Unslumber Party, right? It's a slumber party minus the sleeping. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fabulous. There will be a link in the show notes for you that is coming up on March 30th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It runs till, I want to say, 2 or 3 p.m. I will put that in the show notes, whatever the correct time is. And I will be there talking all about medical astrology. It's going to be a fun, fun day. And it is the lead-in to the pep rally, where we will be talking about even more awesome stuff with Denicia, myself, and all of the other amazing guests that will be there. So I hope that you'll join us, and you can click the link in the show notes to get there. We will see you guys there. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Alchemy, Astrology, and Astro Health. I am here today with Denicia. If you remember, she was here before. We had an awesome episode, and we are looking to repeat that today. So for those who don't remember, Denicia Hilton Harbor is an authentic leadership and holistic well-being consultant. She helps you see the connection between what shows up in your whole body self and your unique, authentic leadership style. She uses this as the perfect opportunity to create playful experiences and tools that people could use to facilitate the discovery and being of their perfect, authentic self while optimizing their holistic health. She has a background as a doctor of oriental medicine, and you will see her using that to weave connections of authentic leadership and spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical health in her Master Being Experience, VIP days, or Unslumber parties, and more. And during these experiences, they are designed to help you realize your whole and complete self, to get you to practice being perfect and authentically lead in all areas of your life with clarity, confidence, and compassion. I am excited that Denicia is back today. Welcome back, Denicia.
Hey. Ah. All right, this is great. I'm so excited to see you too.
Yes, it is.
Trying to contain it a little bit.
That's okay. Go all out, girl. It's fine. We have not had a chance to really catch up too much over the last year. It was crazy, but I do know that you were bringing out some cool stuff we had talked about, and that was interesting to see. How did that end up coming about, and how did it go?
You know what? So this is right before we got on, right? Like, we were talking about,
yeah.
Geez, last year, like, what was that? Like, it's so,
yes. Just, oh my God. It was such a weird year.
It really, man, it was. And in a way, it was like, I just felt like there was just so much inspiration coming in, so much of like, okay, do you want to try this? Do you want to do this? How can you teach this aspect? And then, you know, and I mean, it came about where I was like, okay, we're going to do this membership and then we're going to do play shops and all of this jazz. And the thing is it's really cool in the sense of, okay, that all came together, you know, started acting on it and doing mm-hmm. some things, planning and outlining, recording, you know, all of that jazz. So doing that and then having to take a step back and putting a pause on it and being like, all right, now what are we going to do? Because we need to reassess how we're going to do this for sustainability. I learned a lot, like a lot of the things, especially when it comes to play shops. Some people like think of workshops, but I am like, no, we can have fun with this while you're learning something. So like just having those play shops and like just some of the things that I realized that I enjoyed doing, had to change my format, you know, like mm-hmm. I don't want to do something and then be recording it and for someone to hear it later and all they hear conversations with other people and in the chat and all this stuff. So, you know, I realized like there's just bits and pieces of the process that I really enjoy and how I want to package it for somebody to experience it that seems like it's quote unquote longer. But mm-hmm. really now with all of the stuff with AI, with that many people know is happening and they're looking for that, like, they're not looking for the cookie cutter. They're really mm-mm. looking for what's different. No, I don't even want to say different, but they're looking for the genuity. They're looking for the yeah. authenticity in it. They're looking for you mm-hmm. in it, right? Like, and yeah. it's kind of like AI can't do that. And so, yeah, like it's, I really see now it's, okay, simplifying what you're doing and mm-hmm. so that you can really add the potency of who I am and creating those experiences with what I do, you know?
Yeah.
So that, yeah, that has led to this year. It's like, all right, well, simplicity it is with, and we're going to have fun with it still. And it's that mm-hmm. focus on the master being, offering up some VIP days. And like, I'm going to be doing another membership, but it's this one's definitely restructured yeah. in a different way. So like, we'll see what it looks like, but I do see that like also forthcoming and continuing with play shops. Cause I do like those, but even mm-hmm. like I said, the format of those is changing too.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems to be the theme so far of 2024 that I see is people are tired of the status quo. They want change, but they want it to be like authentic change. They don't want it to feel like it's like forced or anything, or like it's not mm-hmm. the connections that they want. People are looking for real connections with real people. So your stuff yeah. is coming into fruition right at the perfect time.
And I feel it, like it's something that you said too, right? Like people are actually looking for connection. Like they're not, I don't think that they're, so this is the different, this is the little harmony that I try to play with and see if this jives with you. But people that tend to come to me or that are attracted to me are those that tend to be multi-passionate, but they're introverted and they tend to have those empath qualities, right? So mm-hmm. it's like they're walking this balance beam of I love being by myself and feel the need and the desire to be in contact with other people. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of keep that in mind as I'm designing, right? Because that's me too. But so it's like, what parts of this is going to be automated / do it on your own and building mm-hmm. in the community part that's live? Like, do you yeah. want a message? Okay, cool. Like, I love texting. And then at the Let's same time, yeah, like, can we chat? Like, can we get on a group chat? And then we just kind of just go through whatever you're thinking, because we're going to be in a lot of these people are also in their heads a lot. So like, can we yeah. just get out what's in your head? Because then if you can get out what's in your head and then we can process this and strategize this, then we can move on to whatever's next too, you know? So I think that's yeah. what we're seeing is that part of like decrease in the automation sense, some parts of automation, mm-hmm. increase in the people talking with each other in real time yeah. and community, even if that is virtually yeah. or in person.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm seeing so much of that too. People just wanting that, you know, connection with other human beings. I think for those like two and a half, 3 years that we were kind of, everyone was like locked down and we couldn't have a lot of connection. And like the pandemic was, you know, raging, that it was a lot harder on us than a lot of us realized. And now that we're kind of coming out of that, people are like, man, I really missed like people and connecting with them, and, you know, actually, and not just in a virtual space. Like, there's nothing wrong with that virtual space, right? And yeah, it's great for those of us who, you know, like me, like travel a lot and are not, you know, in a set place to connect all the time in person. But every once in a while, you get kind of tired of that and you want to connect in a more, you know, genuine way, and maybe not virtually or in person. So, you know, you having these workshops and stuff, I'm thinking maybe some of them might be in person. So that would be really nice for people that live near you that want to come and experience you and what you do in person. And I think that's a theme that I see just coming forward, especially with like Pluto moving into Aquarius. And, you know, Aquarius is the sign of like the change maker, right? They want to always go out and like change everything. They're not willing to accept the status quo. They're the anarchists, people that are picketing for change, that are lobbying Congress, you know. They want things to be different. And Pluto moved into that. And Pluto is, you know, the kind of the planet of mystery. We're not really sure 100% like what it's about all the time, but it definitely, it wants change. It's a planet of transformation, the death to the old and the, you know, rising and the new birth of the new stuff. And so I think we're going to see a huge shift here this year when people start really feeling that energy. I already see it happening a little bit, but I think it's definitely going to get more throughout this year.
Yeah, I feel it. And I think too, it's just like what we were describing about like last year, in the sense of like, what in the world? Like, just all these different things. I actually feel like I thought about this very briefly before we got on too. I was like, I wonder if that was more of, yeah, sure, experimentation here and there, but then it was also seeing what also needed to be laid to rest, right? Like, to come into this period as there was this shift for Pluto, right? Like, well, we gotta. Because I will say there were a lot of ideas that were there that had been there for a while. And it was like, okay, now I actually did it. But now I realize like, nah, we're not going to bring this forward. And so like, I just had to do that a lot to become more clear. Right. And then I think that that's mirrored in our everyday lives, that like, I would like for people to actually see and just honor that. Like, I just had this huge inspiration drop. I was writing a post before we got on, like, of this whole sense of like, it's okay to experiment. And especially when you have a lot of people out there saying like, oh, just follow this. You won't fall for my mistakes, or I'm here to save you time and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, actually, no, because what is yours, and what's in your path and journey is going to be yours. What I feel like we really need are actually people that's going to guide you and support you on how to navigate when you go through those experiences. Right. Like, that's just the belly of the beast to me right now, especially as this huge transition is happening of destruction going into birthing the new. I mean, children that come into the world, that is a huge, like, huge, huge, huge transition. So imagine when it's ideas and concepts, activism and all of that stuff, that birthing can be kind of messy. But you have your team that's there that's telling you, it's okay, just breathe, follow the waves. Just breathe.
Right. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. There was so much like change last year, even in like my business, my personal life, but especially like in my business. I just felt this like pull to change things up because I wasn't feeling like super aligned with everything. And it was like started right at the beginning of the year. And it was just like, well, you know, it's not exactly the best time to be changing things up, but it just like it wouldn't stop. And so that's, you know, ultimately what I did was I listened to that. But I like changed how I did so many things in my business. I changed the name. I changed the website. I changed like everything was like so much change. And I didn't change it until the end of the year, like in November in Scorpio season, because it just felt like that was the right time to change things. And Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. We were getting ready for Pluto to move into Aquarius. And I think that was just part of that energy was already starting to like come up for me because I have so many Scorpio placements. So I think I was feeling it a little bit ahead of time. But yeah, I changed so many things. And actually, it's been great because it works so much better. Like I feel more like in tune with my business and like ideas are coming easier and like ways to do things. I don't know. It's really hard to explain in some ways, but like it feels different, you know? And I think that's, yeah, that's definitely a good thing. And it's a good thing to transform and change sometimes. Like we're not meant to just stagnate and stay the same as humans. You know, life would be really boring if we just did everything exactly the same all the time. That would make us more like robots, right? Not like people.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I appreciate that. And like I did, I was looking at what was going on and then for you and I was like, whoa, sweet. Like, and that's just, I was like, man, she's rocking it over there. And yeah, like if so, did it feel a bit, or wait, let me ask you this first. Did you ever read like Marie Kondo's book?
I haven't. I know about it. My friends have told me, but I've never actually read it.
Okay. So I've read it, both of them. And basically the big thing about it is like that I can appreciate what she did or what she attempts to do for people, which is easier for some than others, is that the transformation she sees for people to actually like sustain in the change is that it has to be a great, big, huge visual change at one time, like within this short time period. And that's what it seems like you went through. It's like, nope, just change it all one time. Like, let's just do this and go for
it. We've all done it over with.
Yeah. Like, we just got to do it that way.
That actually is a very good description of what it was like. Because again, I wasn't planning on doing that initially for, you know, this past year. That wasn't on my list of things to do. But I don't know, like I just felt like my guides kept coming and they were pushing that and they were just like, no, it needs to be this. And I just, I don't know. There was just like that need to change it. And, you know, sometimes I do feel a bit like maybe I'm like, you know, because you're taught to like, this is your business and you run it this way and that's how it should be done. And I'm like, and I'm changing that all up. I'm like completely ditching the status quo. I'm not following any of the quote unquote rules you're supposed to follow with how I decided to do things and what I'm doing for myself. And I'm like, this is scary. It was scary. It was, you know, and I just kind of had to like surrender to the fact that this is what the universe wanted, that it was going to turn out okay. And to be okay with not always being the same, of changing when I needed to, and that transformation, you know, thing, and like dying to what I expected my business to be, and like coming, like, and letting it just like rebirth itself into what it's supposed to be, if that makes sense. And so it was a lot of turmoil internally, I think, just because it felt like I was burning everything to the ground that I had spent so much time building.
But
it's growing back from the ashes, like in a way that I just would never have imagined, right? Like I don't think I ever could have gotten to this point if I hadn't burned all that like structures out of there and let it kind of like do what it wanted to do and follow what my spirit guides wanted. So it's been an interesting season, an interesting year for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Well, I'm loving it and I'm here for it. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Always, you know,
like it's about it a little bit.
I feel like our our like concern can be there, you know, because it is that like you, it's that surrender and we don't know. And then you're navigating it. We do that every day. Like when I tend to hyper focus on one thing that is really drawing my attention to that, or I see that others are doing it, that's when I start to ask, like, all right, well, then what other areas in my life is it that I actually am surrendering and I just trust anyway? And one of those being, well, I trust that after every exhale, I'm going to inhale. Like, that sucker just happens. Like, right? So,
like, right? You don't question it.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, I already am doing it. Great. And then what other places am I just like automatically doing something, or it's the trust. I know that it's just going to kind of keep going back and forth. And it's like, all right, so then even with this, we can trust that whatever is going to be great and well is going to give us the direction, release the outcome of whatever is going to happen, right? Like, and then go from there.
Yeah.
So I applaud you. Kudos for just doing that, taking that leap.
Yeah. It definitely was not easy, but like necessary, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just, I'm glad I did it 100%, but it was like I said, very scary. You just don't know, you know, what to expect with it.
Yeah.
But I saw you do the same thing when you stepped out kind of and started these like the play sessions and stuff. That was something I hadn't seen anybody else doing. And you kind of took a risk, I feel, by starting something like new and innovative. I don't know 100% how it turned out for you, but I feel like even if it didn't turn out 100% how you wanted it to, it did what it was supposed to do, right? Like you reached the people you were supposed to. And
yeah, and it did. Like I will say, while I experimented, you could definitely, well, everybody else can't see it, I don't think, but like I could feel it. Like, it was just like, okay, we're going to do this and then experiment. And at the same time, it's like, am I putting a toe in or am I putting a foot? Is it just the leg? Like, or am I putting like the whole body into it? And so, because there were so many times of like, are people really understanding this? Like, are they really getting it? And so then I would, there would be periods of like, okay, retreat and then reassess. Right. And so,
yeah,
I feel like there's been a lot of retreat and reassess that at this point now is just like, I've just stockpiled up with insights and guidance and all of that, that it's just like, okay, this has to come out. And so, we're coming out like with more, I want to say it's like with more wisdom behind it. And just kind of also just kind of going for it and just say whatever you're going to say and whatever's on my heart. Sometimes it's not even on my heart. It's just that I'm seeing something and I'm hearing something from the collective that is like, man. And I ask if they could see this from this perspective, whoa, what could be possible for them? Right. And so then that's when I'm yeah. Like, so it's just shaping up to just sharing more, opening up the community in the sense of even for my, making myself available for that. Right. Like, where can we all meet? Yeah. Like, when can we meet live? And that's where I started these fireside chats. They've been more like private invitation right now, 'cause I've been experimenting with doing that, but like, I plan to do those, like more openly in the sense of like, oh, you want to come to a fireside chat? Like, let's do that. And like, let's chat about like what's going on and how did we kind of get to this place? And then what can they, what is it that we can do about it? What changes can be activated right here and right now? What support do you need? You know, that kind of thing. And for those leaders out there. And when I say leaders, like, I am not just talking about those that are in this C-suite type of level in corporate.
Yeah.
It's leadership in that we're all leading in our life in some way, shape, or form, Right. And so that's the perspective that I'm coming in, is like, how are you leading? How are you leading at home versus leading with your group of friends, or leading with your clients or customers, leading mm-hmm. with your staff, right? Like, are you being who you are in all of those areas? And then if not, yes. How can we position it where you can be? Because then to mm-hmm. me, that's how I feel like we can really maximize our energy. Like, we don't have to like keep using energy trying to be someone else or be this other image or code switch or mm-hmm. anything, that we could just like totally be who we are in our core being yeah. and allowing our gifts to just flow out the way that they're to flow out. So yeah, like, and I mean, with this whole playground idea, the playground, it's an energy. It's a vibe. Like, how can we add this element of play to lighten things up? And if we can lighten it up, we can allow this energy flow to just kind of happen. And mm-hmm. adopt this curiosity, like adopt the risk taking throughout our lives. Like, how can we do that? And mm-hmm. so,
yeah,
really having that in there, like an infused in there with this play aspect of it. I'm seeing more and more people as I talk with them, especially like B2B, they are more interested in the sense of like, oh, well, I do see what you mean, that we've only been teaching leadership development separate from health. And it's like, yeah, but they're all totally together, because why? It's a human being. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's operating. Like, and so therefore, we want to put the holistic health with the authentic leadership together. And so like, I see that, you know, picking up more. And people mm-hmm. just wanting to see what that looks like, and going out and doing workshops and consulting and speaking. so that's something that's going to be that I could see growing for this year for sure, on the B2B side yeah. versus the personal development side.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge, because so many companies, at least in the US, I don't know how other companies, you know, are in other countries, but here in the US, so many are such like a toxic environment where it's very stressful. They expect you to, like, you know, meet all this stuff and, you know, always come to work, no matter whether you're sick or not, be here for this, don't take vacation days, you know, like there's no rest for the weary. They want you to constantly be on and going 24/7. And you got like these managers that won't even leave you alone when you go home, or if you're, you know, you call in sick, they're calling you all day trying to like get things from you. And it's just like, there's no rest, right? And there's no any, I don't know, like, it's, you can't have like a separate work and like play life, because they want to try to combine everything. So they're always on. And I think a lot of companies are realizing, because people are quitting left and right, or just not wanting to be there anymore, right? Because like, they're just like, I can't put up with this culture anymore. It's killing me, literally. And so they're leaving. And I think many companies are starting to come to the realization that if they don't help take care of their employees like holistically, like you're talking about, they're not going to have a business pretty soon, because they're not going to be able to have any more employees, you know, they're literally right. running them into the ground. And yep. I think it's good that some companies are coming around to the fact that, you know, we are people, not robots. We can't work 24/7. And if they start, you know, looking and acting even like they care about their employees, that they're more likely to keep employees and have a business that is going to be around for a long time.
Oh yeah. And that, and like, I've asked, you know, like, what's the focus? Like, why focus on leaders and stuff if you're going to these companies? And the thing is because I personally feel like where a lot of the rebuttal is because they themselves haven't experienced what it's like to be seen as a whole person. And mm-hmm. discovering your own productivity style, right? Like, to discover yeah. your own way of digesting information, digesting material food, right? Like, you're to know your own and be in a place where you experience that. What happens is it creates a ripple effect, right? Because you are like, you're so like feeling so much more at ease and confident in who you are. And then to see that, wow, this goal was met, is just that the pathway became easier because I got to become familiar with my style, got to become familiar with really where my strengths of how I do things, it still matters, right? Like, and I got there. And so then because they start feeling like that, they're starting to feel themselves, right? And then all of a sudden you got your staff that's like, dang, what happened to them? But then because that energy ripples out. And then through their own experience, they're like, you know what? I can see now that this goal was still met, right? So that means that I could possibly create this environment for other people to be who they are, their authentic being, their core, then we could still accomplish the goal. And so it's like, oh, snap. Okay. And then they just kind of like create it and create that environment for other people, for them to do it. And like, then just holistically, like mentally, they start thinking of themselves better. They start being able to handle tasks better. Emotionally, they're able to process and navigate, right? It starts what you're seeing in the physical body, like that stuff changes. So it's one of those, like when those companies think about their benefits and they start reassessing things, right? Like they're looking at health insurance plans and what do they or don't they include, but then what other aspects of it, right? It's, and can you add to it? And I think this just the flexibility, and people say, they're like, oh, well, we'll just throw in flex hours, right? The thing is though, is that sometimes people need to learn what are different ways that it's closer to their productivity, like the way that they produce. So sure, you offer the flex hours, but how can we show them how to figure out what their energy cycles are so that they can take advantage of the flex hours, right? So like,
exactly.
Is it like putting it all in the morning time because that's your jam, or is it in the afternoon that's your jam? Like, is it broken up throughout the day because you are one of those people that just like, oh, spurt, rest, you know, like, and so how can you design it in a way, how do they become familiar in a way for themselves too? So, like I even think with movement, physical movement is going to be different. What can you introduce to them to see for them to learn? Like, what is it for them? Right. That's kind of like behind these perfect authentic leadership play styles, that's an aspect that's foundational. And so for you to become familiar with, because you can literally see the way that you can operate in your life through that lens. And of course there's other lenses too that I introduce. I'd much rather present things in a way that it's like, hey, you're coming into this master being, let me just meet you one-to-one and let me see what's going on. And then we can design based on that. Even so, and the consulting, it's like, it's the same way. There's no protocol here. It's just, let me see whatever it is that's going on right now. What's the desire? What's the goal? And then we'll just see the pathway. And we're looking for the pathway that is easier. And it's easier because we're seeing what's your unique style and your way. And we just want to make it where you can do it that way and still accomplish what you're looking for to accomplish.
Yeah. I like what you said too about like learning like your patterns and your ebbs and flows for like how your energy moves, because everybody is so different in that. And then we beat ourselves up sometimes because like we're not as productive as we should be like in the mornings. But if you're a person who gets more energy in the afternoons, then beating yourself up for not being productive in the morning doesn't change anything. You're still only going to be more productive in the afternoon, but now you're shaming yourself and you're upset and you're causing, you know, dis-ease in the body because you're keeping all those negative emotions trapped in there. And if you're a person who is a morning person, hey, more power to you. Go get up, get that shit done, right? I mean, and if you're a night person, then hey. And I think you're right. Companies and people in general just need to really learn like what their style is and then accept that and be okay with that. And then find that person who is like the afternoon or evening person. Hey, use their strengths of being able to be up later in the evening to maybe talk with the people that are in other countries that you have on your team with the time zone difference. Yep. They're probably your person to go to for doing that because they're the ones who are already awake. You don't have to pay somebody to be up who's going to be half asleep that maybe doing a terrible job, right? Because they're missing things because they don't have the energy at night. And I like that. It's one of the things that I work with my clients on too, is learning like what their natural ebbs and flows are and how their cycles of energy go and using those to help them, you know, along the path of getting healthier and feeling better and not beating themselves up for it. My energy really ebbs and flows a lot because I have so much water in my chart. So it's very, you know, ebb and flow. That's just the nature of water. And then if you look at my human design chart, I'm a reflector. So I'm like, you know, just wherever the wind blows, is, you know, it's so hard sometimes to have like really steady, consistent energy. So I find for me personally that if I follow where the moon is in her phases and what sign she is in and what element that sign is in, I do better. On fire moon days, I have tons of energy. Let's go. I will knock shit out like crazy, right? I will get 17 things done in an hour. Like, I mean, really, like I can knock things out. But then like that 2.5 days passes and now she's moved into an earth sign. And now I'm like, oh no, I have no energy. You know, and I don't have as much. So those are the days that I do, you know, like lower energy things that have to get done. And then we get to an air sign and I'm like, ooh, okay, I got some more energy. Let's go. And then when we get to a water sign, I have like no energy because I'm just utterly exhausted by that point. And so I'm like, okay, so I take a rest. And learning that about myself has really made it so that I not only am more productive throughout the week because I can schedule things according to when I know I'm going to be more productive and I can then get things done and don't beat myself up because, well, I need to get that done, you know, but I have more grace for myself and more like understanding, and it's changed so much. I stop beating myself up. There's no more shame. I don't get mad at myself because I'm not a morning person. Like, I'm just not. My energy really around like 12. Around 12, you will start seeing my energy levels like spiking. I've been out in the sun a little bit more. I have all this stuff. It's better. And that's just how it goes, right? Like, okay, Everybody's different.
Well, and you know, and what's cool is like, I'm actually very similar too. And at the same time, I will say that when I hear people say that they have no energy or low energy, I actually ask a very deciphering question, discerning question. And it's, what do you actually have the energy for? Because I don't think that it's no energy or that it's low energy. I think it's actually, you have energy. We all do. It's just, what is it for? And so like that, I think, because once so you just took someone who said, I don't have any energy. And it's like, well, what do you have energy for? And they're like, I really just want to like go and read. And then all of a sudden they got this energy, right? So it's like, you didn't have like no energy. It's just that you just needed to read. Like,
your priorities are different.
To go on a walk. Like that's it. And so like, if you can start to see those categories of energy expenditures, then it's great. Like, and I do know too, I understand that there are definitely people out there that have the flexibility of scheduling the way that we can schedule. And then there's those that don't. And so, for those that don't, that's where I like to encourage them to, within the container of time, if you have a role that involves just different tasks and whatnot, perhaps it's a time that you do your self-assessment and then present that to your supervisor or manager or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just being like, look, I know that I'm required to be here at this time, right? And to best use that time, this is what I have the energy for. So can we shift our meetings to the afternoon where I am thinking more clearly and succinctly, you know, doing all of that. But then like in the morning time, these are the types of tasks that I'll do. So ultimately you're painting a picture of, like I said before, like the goal and the intention is still getting completed, but you're painting a picture of how, and that's that's for those that might have the supervisors or micromanagers that want to know those types of details. But for those that don't, and you can still be flexible, like, there you go. You got some tactics. You got some strategies that you can use to design that day for you.
Yes, I agree. That's not always possible when you are in a, you know, a work like space like that, where you're not really, like us, in control of your time, right? You and I have the benefit of being able to schedule everything because we own our own businesses of when we're better at things. Like, I don't start client, you know, meetings usually and intakes or anything like that until like 11, 12. Mm-hmm. And I can do that because that gives me time to get up, do my morning routine that works to get me moving and get going. And then I'm in the headspace by that point to go. When I was working as a nurse, I didn't have that. I had to be at work at 7 a.m. And it was like you were immediately on, because as soon as you started work, it never failed. Somebody was crashing or something bad was happening. You needed to hit the ground running. And I, it didn't matter if my brain was on or not. So I totally understand that. I would attempt to save as much of the stuff that I had to get done that I knew was going to require a lot of energy for me till the afternoon. But sometimes it just can't do that in that type of a setting. An office setting, I think, would probably be a lot easier potentially to change that up. But, you know, even in the type of setting that I worked in healthcare for the longest time, there are ways to, you know, figure out how to, you know, work that out as much as possible. It's just a little bit more difficult than it would be, I think, in another setting. And I do not miss that setting at all, trust me, of like having to figure all of that out and just constantly be on when I'm just not ready, you know, to be on.
Mm-hmm. That is the tricky part. Yeah. Like, yeah. I remember going in and I feel like, I'm trying to remember, how did I know? I remember, I know what it was. Like, I just remember being in this position, and I would stay like after everybody left for the day and was just chilling. Like, I mean, chilling in the sense of, man, I just got everything like done within these short, when you look at hours, like the time space, the number of hours, it was like done. And I remember being asked, like, why are you here? Like, you know, like, why are you here? What are these hours for? And da 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 da. And I'm like, well, because that's just when I can get it done. Like, and I can get it done fastest. And it, my energy just started surging around like 2 o'clock. Like, two going and like later on, like, oh my gosh, I turn the music on and I'm like, cause now people are gone, and like, I just be going in and doing it all. And it's very similar now. Like, I've realized that I can do things like this kind of more late morning, earlier afternoon. And then as the afternoon goes on, then that's when I can get very like succinct in things and just like, getting stuff, let me go ahead and start expressing it, right? Like, I'm putting it together. And then that's why even in the meetings with the groups that, like, in the community chats and things like that, I'm scheduling those like in the afternoons, because I know that's when you're going to get the potency for that activity from me. It's going to be at that time, right? Like, so just come at that time. and that's when you're going to get it. Like, it'll come out in the other times. It just may not be as quick, or it might take some time, you know. but I'm like, this is my container. This is my pocket container of potency. And like, boom, here you go. Like,
yep. If you want me at all of my fabulous glory and wisdom, then we got to do it at this time. Sorry.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. And I just hope that it would work for people. And like, I've done the whole, oh, I'll change the time thing. And then, you know, people say they can't make it or something like that. And I've done that. And then I'm like, yeah, I can't even do it for that long. Yes, once again, it's not the time that is my zhuzh. Like, that's my juice.
Now it's not, so sorry, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a lot of my stuff, like, when I had my group program really going, it was always in the evening, the group coaching calls and stuff, because I knew that I was going to have enough energy at that time and have all this stuff to be able to do that. And there were some people who were, I can't make it in the evenings. And I'm like, then you can watch the replays. I love helping people, but I can't help you appropriately if I'm like not in the space to do it. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get anything from it if I'm like dead tired. Yeah. My brain's not functioning. I'm not at my best. And so, and for some who were like constantly never able to make it for whatever reason, I was, you know, very much like, hey, well, then let's do, like, you know, instead of the group coaching sessions, then, you know, schedule a time that you and I can get together that works for you, right? So that they wouldn't miss out on stuff like that constantly. But there was replays for a reason. You can watch the group coaching sessions again and glean stuff from that in the meantime, right? While we're waiting to maybe get a time that works best. Try to be flexible, but at the same time, like, stick to those boundaries of, well, this is what worked best for me, and I have to do what's best for, you know, the entirety of this program, not just one individual person.
Right. And then it's also seeing, and hopefully they understand, it's not that you don't care. It's that I care that much that I'm telling you, like, this is structured in a way for me to be of service for you. Like, otherwise it's going to drag. It's not going to be as much of the transformation as that you'd like for me to be there for you. And so that's the perspective that I see it. And I'm like, yep, this is where we're at. And then I just hope that you can join me. And then if not, then maybe there's another way. And I love the way that you presented another opportunity too. You know, you can schedule a one-to-one time and then what does that look like and stuff like that.
Yeah. And try, you know, again, to be flexible, because I do want, you know, the people that I'm working with to feel like I'm not just, you know, ignoring them, or I'm, you know, whatever. I don't want anyone to feel like ignored or left out. But again, as we talked about, we got to also do what's best for us and best for, you know, the program in its entirety, not just one individual person. And I do offer one-to-one stuff too. So, like, if doing group stuff where it's more set, like, you know, we can only do with this within these like hours, then, you know, maybe working one-on-one instead would be better, because then I can be much more flexible with that, right? Offering different solutions, and again, teaching them to work with their energy levels to know when's best for them too, and then figuring this out together where we mesh in those times, you know.
Exactly. I love it and I appreciate it. I love the flexibility. I love all of the wisdom that you've gained and just kind of going with it while honoring your own pathway. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's taken me a long time to get here. I think because just the way I was raised by my parents was very much like, they were the, you know, idle hands or the devil's workshop type people. So you were never allowed to like just not do something. You had to constantly be going, because if you were still for too long, then obviously, you know, you were getting up to trouble. And I was like, I'm just wanting to rest. Like, my body doesn't want to do this right now. And there was no time for like just sitting around and reading, which I love to read. I still do. I always have. That was like my escape, right? And so it's taken me a long time to be okay with not having to be on all the time. So I appreciate you too, because you've always been late in that regards of making sure that we schedule things which work best for both of us. I appreciate that.
Me too.
Yeah. That's nice. It's so nice to have someone else who's understanding. Well, unfortunately, we are at the end of our time for our call and our recording today, but it was so great to get you on here again, and hopefully this conversation will be able to help some other people. Let everyone know where they can find you if they're interested in any of your play shops, your fireside chats, and anything else you have coming up.
Yeah, the easiest spot that I update the most frequently would be at deniciahilton.com/connect. Again, it's Denicia, D-E-N-I-C-E-A, Hilton, H-I-L-T-O-N.com/connect. I do keep that, like, it's just a page of buttons and stuff that you can kind of see what's going on, linking you to things. So I definitely look forward to meeting you inside a play shop or a fireside chat, an event, whatever it might be, right? It tickles my multi-passionate side to have variety there. But I do hope to meet you, and Ira, I really appreciate, like, just joining you again and seeing your face again. It's been awesome.
Yes, it has been. We will definitely have to catch up again. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you and what you do, and we will talk to you guys later. Love and light. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Alchemy, Astrology, and Astro Health. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed making it. You can find all relevant links to today's show in the show notes below. If you loved the show today, please subscribe, follow, and leave me a review. I love to hear your thoughts, and it helps me know what is a hit and to make more of that content, especially for you. If you want to learn more about me and how I can help you, head over to atlaastrology.com. There you can sign up for a medical astrology package, download my free sun sign and your health ebook, read the blog, and so much more. If you want to connect more outside the podcast, follow my Instagram channel at atlaastrology or join my Astro Connection community, the link to which you can find in the show notes. Until next time, love and light.